At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
There you have it. Andrew Vaughn with the home run. Jeff Levering with the home run call of the day. Awesome stuff. And by the way, we might look back at Andrew Vaughn and say, there you go. There was the best trade deadline pickup, except the trade deadline maybe had been in June. But hey, listen, if we're going to classify as pickups, with Rafael Devers being one of them, then we have to do it with Andrew Vaughn, who went from the Chicago White Sox to the Milwaukee Brewers back in mid-June for Aaron Civale. So if we look back at best, I guess, in-season pickups, we'll do that. It might be Andrew Vaughn when it's all said and done. He's playing first base for the Brewers. He's hitting .341 with a 1.128 OPS and four homers. Yep. The Brewers just keep picking guys up, and they keep being good. Vaughn, Quinn Priester, you name it. I don't know, man. I don't know. Executive of the year? Team of the year? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe it's just that year for the Brewers. Who knows? All right. Trade deadline week marches on. Not a ton of activity, although we did have Sir Anthony Dominguez switching clubhouses in the middle of the day, in the middle of a doubleheader, going from the Orioles to the Blue Jays. It's a great pickup for the Blue Jays, a subtle great pickup for the Blue Jays, getting this reliever. You know why? Righties are hitting just 127 off Sir Anthony. 127. These are the type of moves that make a huge, huge difference. So good job by Ross Atkins of getting Sir Anthony Dominguez, reliever. Just the beginning, we'll see what else they do. Obviously, the Blue Jays, hard buyers. Now I have to figure out who else is going to join them. All right, let's get going, everybody. Let's get going. All right, while we wait for all the activity for trade deadline, and it's going to be awesome. I caught up with a guy who is offering another reminder about how, yes, as he says, progress is not linear. It is the up and down. It's the roller coaster. This is the way of the world when it comes to being a baseball player. We don't like to see that. We don't like to admit that a lot of times, but it's just how it is. Sometimes you just have to figure things out after having a lot of success. You have to figure things out after not having a lot of success. And that is Christian Campbell. Christian Campbell, you may know him from such educational films as the guy who caught the baseball world by storm in April. Out of the gate, in the first week of the season, signs an 8-year, $60 million extension in his first week of first week of being a big leaguer. And he came through in April. He had .301 with a .902 OPS. But then the reality strikes, scouting reports hit. May hits .134 with a .355 OPS. June, not much better, .205, .658 OPS, and then he gets sent down Triple A Worcester. And by the way, why he's doing all this, why he's trying to figure out his offensive woes, he has to learn a new position. He's trying to learn a new position, having started the year at second base with a little bit of outfield, and then he goes to first base, working out first base, finally gets demoted to Triple A Worcester, and that's where he's playing primarily first base. And he still struggled, but now he's not struggling. 10 for his last 18, two homers, and yes, he got the BIB bump. He got the BIB bump. Sat down with me, did the interview. Sure enough, what does he do? He hits a home run. That's how it works. So always a good time catching up with Christian. Always a good time catching up with anybody who is learning these lessons, which we hear from so many people, Jackson Holliday, Mike Trout, you go down the list, all of them. They all know, like, this is how it works a lot of times. And it's very, very dangerous to give up on a player just because he has success and then he doesn't have success. Because we're seeing that right now with Christian Campbell. He's become really, really good. He's become really, really good as a new position first baseman. So we'll see where that leads us. I doubt that we're going to hear Christian Campbell's name at the trade deadline other than hitting home runs for Worcester. other than potentially being called up in the next month. All right, again, another reminder about the BIB bump. Another reminder that you should be listening to Baseball Isn't Boring at BB Isn't Boring. And I want to give a huge shout out, by the way, to the people in Worcester who I got a chance to hang out with, got a chance to sign some books, got a chance to talk to some really nice people. And also, we got a chance to proclaim that the official grounds crew of Baseball Isn't Boring, yes, the WooSox grounds crew. They all have t-shirts. They all wear them proudly. They were nice enough to give me a WooSox ground crew shirt. Oh, it's so nice. It's so nice. But I have witnessed them. I've been monitoring them all year long, and I said, boom, here you go. This is the grounds crew. We want to say you are the official grounds crew of Baseball Isn't Boring. And they proudly accepted our designation and our t-shirts. All right. Thank you, everybody out there. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, everybody, for appreciating and being educated, being informed, being entertained. And thank you, Producer Evan, for all the good stuff. All right. At BB Isn't Boring. Here you go. Here's Christian Campbell. Guess what? There's no human being on the planet I'd rather be talking to right now than Christian Campbell.
Really?
Yeah, come on. You know that every time.
Every time.
Every time. There's no human being I'd rather be talking to.
Appreciate it.
Let me ask you this, because I was driving here. I don't know why I was thinking of this. This has nothing to do with baseball. Do you take Ubers or Lyfts?
Sometimes.
Okay. Do you talk to the Uber or Lyft driver?
Nah.
Sometimes
I do, though, if they talk to me.
Do you put it on, like, please don't talk to me mode?
No. Because some people like to talk as they drive. So if they, I don't get in the car just to start talking. I like let them talk first, and then I'll keep going back and forth with
them. Do you, because I find this fascinating, right? Because mm-hmm. Do you have a good rating?
Yeah, I should. I definitely should.
Yeah, right. I mean, you did nothing wrong.
I don't do anything.
Yeah. But also, if you don't talk to them, it can be like I'm paranoid that I'm not going to get a good rating. That's how I'm telling you how I feel. Like I
never really thought about the rating.
Oh, you don't?
No.
You just talk about being polite.
Yeah, I just, I don't know. I try to treat everybody the same. But usually, sometimes, like if I get into the car, they're like quiet. Some people talk. I can usually read the room pretty much, depending on the person. Yeah.
Do they ask you what you do?
Sometimes, but not really. But like sometimes, I don't. I don't even have my real name on my.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No,
you don't.
No, it's all something right. Random.
All right. See, you're already. You're pro's pro.
Yeah.
You've learned your lesson.
Yeah, exactly. It's not my real name. Yeah. So they don't really know.
So I think honestly, it probably like was like we sat on the same bench. I don't know if it was a year ago, but it was whatever.
Sometime last year.
Yeah, sometime last year. Man, has anything happened since? A few things have happened since then, huh?
Since last year?
Yeah, I'm joking.
Oh, yeah. A lot's happened.
A lot has happened.
Yeah.
So, does it seem like how much is, I mean, does it, can you imagine, like, what it was a year ago? A year ago, we were just talking about you being a 10-year-old who, like, being mentored by D. Gordon.
Yeah.
You know, like, and you had, I think you might have just got called up to Worcester AAA.
Right. I think, I had like, now it's the last month. I was here for like 3-4 weeks last year.
Yeah. That must seem like 10 years ago.
Yeah. Does it seems it? Like it was last. Like it definitely seems like I was here for a long time last year. But I don't know. Everything kind of went by.
All right. So I just told you. I said circle of life. You know, it's like you're doing well now. Congratulations. And by the way, you're gonna be doing even better. Because this is science when you do these interviews. It's the Baseball Isn't Boring bump.
Mm-hmm.
Like
That's a science.
It's a very real
thing. It's a fact.
James Wood hit a 451-foot home run just moments after he was interviewed. Bogaerts went 4-for-4 and hasn't stopped since he was interviewed. This is a very real thing. So congratulations. Okay. Not that you
Thank
needed
you.
It because you've been playing well.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
But I was saying to you, like, this is how it works. Like, you... It's the ups and the downs of a professional career. You're doing well now. Tell me about the ups and the downs. Tell me about like when you felt like you were at the moment where you felt the worst, and how you felt like you were sort of crawling back into being what you are now. Is that fair? Is that a fair question?
I'm a pretty positive person in general, so I try not to think negatively about really anything I do. I try to always keep it positive as possible. I feel like obviously like the highs are always high, the lows can be low, but it's baseball, and you know how that can get sometimes.
It's easier said than done.
Yeah,
especially with a third deck, you know.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that is true. That took some time to get used to.
Yeah.
Still getting used to it. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of highs and lows in baseball. It's hard to explain, like, everything that's going on.
I can tell you, like, this is how it works.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's not easy sometimes, I would imagine, to say, man, like, it's going to get better. It's going to get mm-hmm. better. It's going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure other people have said this to you.
Yeah.
But was it hard? Like, was it hard to, like, even with a positive person, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was it hard to say, like, it is going to get better? Or were you just, like, self-confident enough, you're like, it is going to get better?
Yeah, I'm pretty self-confident. I'm really self-confident, but I like to talk things out with, like, my parents and my girlfriend and stuff, so, like, that helps me a lot to talk about anything I need to get out with them. And, yeah, it's just, like, I mean, it got to a point where it can only get better, in my opinion. So, like,
when was that point?
I mean, it was, honestly, it could be, I would say, when I got here. I mean, that's
when you get sent down.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
like I gotta learn. I gotta really focus in on my skills and my craft, and work on my defense, work on my offense. And there's literally no way but up after this. So I can only get better.
What? Because again, now we're talking, like, you've improved a ton. You're doing well and everything else, but. And I'm not harping on the negative, but I like to see how the mindset of where you've gone through. You started off so strong. As it went on, and as you had I think you had a home run at Yankee Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
So there was moments, right?
Mm-hmm.
Were you ever worried about being sent down? In other words, obviously you get sent down, but were you ever worried? Did that creep into your mind toward the end, or was it just, I'm just showing up every day and just doing my thing?
Yeah, no, I wasn't ever worried about being sent
yeah.
down. For one, that's not really anything I can control. Only thing I can control is how I go out there and play and try my best.
And you worked hard, man. Like,
yeah,
yeah,
just try
yeah.
my best to do what I can. Try to take in the moments and try to help the team at the same time. But, yeah, I try to just worry about what I can control.
But, I mean, like I said, like, you could tell you were working hard.
Yeah, yeah, I worked hard every day. I tried to do the right things on and off the field. Or on the field, I do the right things off the
yeah,
field.
Yeah.
And really just try to stay positive, in my opinion. I mean, it's a part of a process, you know. And I feel like I'm developing and getting better every day still. No one's a finished product in baseball, so... That's also another thing I always think in my head. Like, people are still learning new things to this day that have been playing for a long time. And I talk to guys like Bregman and Trev and all those older guys, and they're still learning things today. And they've been playing for
yep.
a decade, you know? So it's like, if they're still learning, and I'm just now in this for
first
3 months, you know what I mean?
I learned something today. Like,
yeah.
I learned something every day. I would imagine Bregman was a pretty good sounding board, right?
Yeah, yeah. He kind of went through a period where he struggled when he first got called up. But I believe he got better.
Yeah.
I think he started off, like, really slow, and then
yeah.
it got really good.
Did he talk to you all about that? Or
yeah, yeah, we talked about it. We talked about it when I was struggling, and... it's a part of it. It's not anything abnormal at all. A lot of people tell me that. I talked to a lot of guys, even in AAA, too, when I was playing first base, because I'm close to all the runners now, so I talk to them when
Did
I'm on
you
first.
Really?
I mean, yeah.
Are you a talker at first base?
I mean, yeah, I don't want to seem like a bad guy or something, yeah.
That's a weird thing nobody thinks about. It thinks, like, that you never had to do before.
Yeah, I think that's the newest thing I have to do.
By the way, this is why I ask you about the Uber driving. It's a perfect example, right?
Yeah.
You're like, you're the Uber driver at first base, you know?
That is true.
Yeah,
because yeah, they come and go.
Yeah.
Every time they come and go.
So you realize, I don't want to be impolite and I want to talk to you.
Yeah, I usually talk because we have a lot in common, usually. I mean, we always talk about baseball. That's usually always what it is. Talk about experiences, talking about what's going on the field, talk about literally anything. It could be about the pitcher who's pitching. It could be anything. So,
well, give me some good conversations you've had with guys, because it's like, it's one thing to say, hey, how you doing, but to actually have meaningful conversations.
So let's say it's really just guys being guys, but so, like, let's say last week we were at the Twin spot in Minnesota. Mm. I asked one of the players, hey, where'd you get your belt from? His belt was cool. Yeah. It was really cool. I was like, hey, where'd you get that from, bro? He was like, bro, guess where? I got it from Byron Buxton. And most of the guys on the team have it. And I was like, no way. So, like, he just gives them out, like, to everybody on the Major League team. And he was like, yeah. He said he didn't know how he ended up with one. And we both laughed because he was in AAA.
Yeah.
But I thought it was cool because his was different from everybody else's. So I was like, where'd you get it from? Like, I was interested. So
did Buxton give them to all the AAA guys or had he been in the major?
I think he maybe was up and then came back down. He said he didn't know how he got one.
Yeah.
He said he got it in spring training.
Yeah, okay,
but,
okay.
I mean, I figured he's been up before,
and
he ended up with one. And it's like this red chrome belt.
I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah, no, the Pioneer belt.
It's chrome, it's red. I was like, bro, that's tough. Yeah. I've never seen it before.
Yeah.
Asked him where he got it, and he said from Buxton. So I thought that was really cool.
And you said, listen, I got a suit from Alex Bregman, right?
I didn't pull that out on him. No,
you should have.
No, I didn't want to one-up him. I asked the question first, too. I asked the question first, so like I can't just one-up him like that. But nah, that's cool. I haven't pulled that one out either, though. I mean, you guys know that.
Yeah. I'm just feeding you stuff.
So I can think about it.
What are some of the other, like conversations that you've had that have stuck? Because sometimes, like, maybe it's Bregman, something Bregman said. Maybe it's something a coach said. Maybe it's something your parents said. Maybe it's something your girlfriend said. I don't know. But something that, like, stuck with you.
Just progress is not always linear.
Yeah.
It can be negative to get you higher than you were before.
Which, by the way, it had always been linear for you before, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's been.
Yeah.
Specifically last year.
Yeah. That.
So, progress, it's all the time not going to be just straight. You can go down just to get back higher.
Yeah.
You can be better than what you were before. So, there's different ways to be better each and every day and take advantage of that.
The thing that was amazing to me watching you work is how hard you're working was that you were doing so many things. You were playing outfield, you were playing second, and then you were working out at first base. And by the way, then you were trying to focus on hitting. There's a lot going on, you know?
Yeah.
In hindsight, I mean, it's one thing to do it here, but it's, again, with a third deck, it's different.
Yeah.
Did you feel like, man, I mean, maybe you didn't because you're just like in the moment. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, I'm just doing what they asked. But it was a lot.
Yeah, it's definitely different. I mean, it's like a good different. It's a good nervousness. It's I mean, you just have to experience it, you know. I've never done that before. That was my first time kind of going around to different positions with that third deck and everything.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a new experience, and it's a good one for sure. But it's something you definitely got to get used to, I would say.
How much better – you feel good at first base?
Yeah, I feel really good at first base. I've mainly been playing there these last couple weeks, and it's been working out for me really well so far.
What was the hardest thing to get used to? I think we talked about this maybe a little bit, but like for a lot of guys, it's like, how far do I go to the second base hole?
Right.
You know?
I'm actually good at that as a second baseman.
Yeah.
I have feel for the second baseman.
Right.
I know what's going on to my right. So I have a good idea of what to do there. But just footwork around the bag, staying low, because you're so close when you're holding a runner on.
Yeah.
The lefties that pull the ball, you're so close to you. It's like infield in, basically, when there's a lefty up the bat and there's a runner on first. So you're really close. You got to stay on your toes for that. But, like, little stuff like that, just getting used to it is part of it.
Yeah. Well, you look like you knew what you're doing.
Yeah, I feel pretty comfortable. Perfect.
All right, well, so there you go. You're good at first base.
Yeah.
You'll play anywhere. You know, you're a good outfielder, you're a good second baseman, you're a good first baseman. Which do you feel like is sort of your future? I know that's a tough question.
Yeah, I don't know. But as soon as they tell me, then I would be fine with it. Like, I really don't know. I feel like you said, like, whenever I'm playing second, I'm a second baseman. I'm playing, let's say, shortstop. I'm a shortstop.
Yeah.
when I play first, I'm a first baseman. As long as I work on it and consistently just work on that position, I feel comfortable there.
Okay.
But as of right now, I'm not sure exactly what's right now, first base, actually. But,
you think so? Yeah.
Because that's where I've been playing the most here.
And you like it?
Yeah, I like it. It's a good position. Been getting used to it so far, but I can still do all the other positions. But it's up to them at the end of the day what position they want me to play, because that's the position I play.
Yeah. This is a tough question, but going back, we were so happy for you. Like, you signed the deal. But you're young, and it's a big deal. Do you feel, looking back, do you feel like you put any pressure on yourself? You did well after you signed the deal, so maybe that's a stupid question. But, like, I've talked to a bunch of guys about when you're, like, you sign a deal when you're young, it's a lot of stuff going on, right? How did you feel, like, looking back after that, after signing that, in hindsight, now that you're a few months away from it?
I was, I don't know. I want to say, I don't know how to explain it, I guess.
I feel like you want to say something.
I feel...
You could be... We're like 3 months away, out from it. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really think about it. I'm not even going to lie. I don't really think about it
too much. No, but did you? I mean, like, I know you don't think about it now, but, like, it's...
I feel like in spring training, I was thinking about it.
You were?
Definitely in spring training. I was thinking about it and trying to get my first live pitching under my belt at the same time.
Mm.
And big league spring training for the first time. I felt it the most there, just trying to make sure I play good and stuff and try my best on and off the field. And, I don't know.
But the thing is that, like, so one way to look at it, and maybe this sounds sort of like maybe how it was for you, you had it was in your head in spring training. You signed the deal. It's a relief. And now you don't have to worry about it. Was there, when you got through it, that's one less thing you have to worry about.
Right.
Is that
how it felt? Definitely. Like, once you get it over with, this, you definitely don't have to worry about it. You can just play baseball. That's what it was all about.
That's what the guys say. Like, that's, I mean, that's one of the great things about it, right?
Mm-hmm. You just play ball.
It's a business, but you're able to take the business out of it.
Exactly.
You know? Have you bought anything?
Actually, no, nothing crazy, because I've been playing baseball this whole season.
Really?
So I really haven't had any crazy time to do anything crazy like that. So I haven't done anything crazy really right now. I mean, I just really been playing baseball and focus on this. I haven't really had time to go out and do anything crazy.
Wonky question, hitting wise, what have you done? What adjustments have you made?
I'm trying to minimize a little bit of movement when I'm hitting so I can see the ball a little bit better.
Okay.
Trying to eliminate all the big movements I had. That's really the main thing.
I remember seeing the biomechanical thing, the stick figure of your front knee moving way in and then moving way out, like the leg kick.
Yeah.
So just minimizing all of that.
Yeah, just minimizing all my movements so I can see the ball a little bit better and have a little bit more time. Because I don't want to rush towards the ball when the ball's coming at me, because it's going to speed everything up. So that's the main thing.
Did you feel like, because obviously in the majors they're gonna really focus on one thing, and felt like they're really focused on pitching you in.
Yeah, even here too.
Are they?
Yeah,
but that's good.
Yeah, I'm working on it here too.
Okay, so but you feel like much better about it.
Yeah.
So what do you do? How do you fix that? Like, what do you?
Just minimize those movements.
Really?
Yeah. Don't move. I don't think it was ever my swing.
Yeah.
It's just minimizing those big movements and being on time. Being on time is another thing. If you're not on time, you're not hitting anything.
I would imagine you got pitched in like 5 times more than you did last year, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's a scouting report, right?
Yeah. I mean, and then, once you figure out it's going to be low or high or out, it moves around. So it's just in a game of adjustments. I mean, they adjust to you, and then you got to adjust back. Once you adjust back, they got to try something different. So in the beginning, the first month, it was all the way stuff.
Yeah.
And then after that, it was all the other stuff. So,
by the way, Chandler Simpson says what up.
That's good. He's doing well. He's doing really good. He's still doing his thing.
Yeah, he's doing his thing.
With the Rays, too. He's up there.
Oh, yeah.
He's doing his thing. Yeah, I'm super happy for him.
Bat the ball, running all over the place and everything.
Stealing bases and everything.
Stealing bases.
Good.
That never changes.
Good. That's the Chandler Simpson I know.
But,
so,
hey, listen, the Christian Campbell, we know it's going to be a great ride, man.
Appreciate it.
It's going to be a great year, and it's going to be a year you look back of like, hey, That was a fun year, right?
Yeah, are you having fun?
Yeah, for sure.
100% having fun. I'm learning a lot.
Yeah.
I'm learning a lot about myself and about the game of baseball, so I couldn't ask for much more.
All right, yay baseball. All right. Thanks, man.
Appreciate it.